this is probably rare for a lot of people, but I'm that person that goes to the gym and I will sing full blown in the sauna. I will dance my butt off. My personality deserves to be on camera. So here we are. Meet your match.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
All right, fellas. Let's break down this ridiculous nonsense.
Hi, you guys. Well, my name is Kendra. I am 31 years old. I am a salesperson, so I like to go out there and get as involved as people with people as I can.
You're too old to still be trying to present yourself like this. In these little skimpy clothes, you're going on a show that could be seen by hundreds of thousands. Grow up.
True evolution, that true growth as a human, it just isn't there.
I like to paint. I am an artist. I like to sing. I go to the gym. I'm that person. I don't know if you ever, if this is probably rare for a lot of people, but I'm that person that goes to the gym and I will sing full blown in the sauna. I will dance my butt off.
It's given mental illness. It's given when you're out in public, she's going to embarrass you.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
I just want positive energy to be exuded from me to other people so that other people can see that you don't have to be in a shell to be positive. You know, like you be yourself. So that's kind of where I come from. I'm a mental health advocate, especially simply men's mental health. I love women and I love my ladies, but when it comes to men, there's a stigma behind men's mental health, which is why I'm like, okay, like we need to bring more attention to our guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be shallow, but I know I'm an attractive woman and it's very hard with dating in the Charlotte area. And just being able to say, hey, like you have people like myself in the area that are willing to meet people and willing to talk to people. I'm just not out in the streets as much as people would like to admit to.
That makes no fucking sense.
Let me get this right. You're struggling to date because you're an attractive woman? I didn't get where you were going with that.
My personality deserves to be on camera, so here we are.
Any woman who is this pressed for, you know, notoriety and this thirsty to be in front of cameras, they're not going to make a good girlfriend or a good wife. Probably not even a good mother.
And even if some of us may not like that, we have to respect it. We have to respect it.
So there's three different guys. I don't really know who they are. And I get to meet them for the first time on camera, on set. So it's a little nerve-wracking, I guess. But you already know how my personality is. Like, I can walk up to a stranger and be fine and have a full-blown conversation with anybody.
What? Why? You're part of the problem.
And that's another red flag. She's a little bit too friendly. I just seen her fist bump some dude. I'm sure she got a lot of male best friends in that gym. A lot of workout husbands, whatever you call it. This woman is nothing but trouble. And whoever this chick is she's talking to, you're going to have to get her approval. And she's going to be coming around throwing shade as they usually do. The female family members and female friends. It's just a no, dog. It's just a no.
Who hurt you?
You look fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, we're going to get started. Okay. So today, first person up we have is Ethan.
Okay, Ethan.
I can already tell she's going to eat him alive. It wouldn't work out. I'm not getting a masculine vibe already. Maybe I'm judging a book by its cover, but I can just tell.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
Nobody on YouTube break down female nature and manipulation tactics like me or B-Sensei. So if you want to stay up on your game or you just want to be entertained, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like and comment too will help the channel grow. Let's get back into this ridiculous nonsense.
My name is Kendra.
Kendra? Ethan.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Ethan.
All right.
Yeah.
Where you from?
I'm from Virginia, actually.
VA? Okay.
Yeah, Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
okay.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah. Why you say it like that?
Because everyone from up north decides to come to Charlotte.
Because it's better down here.
Is it better?
No question. I ain't even got snow.
Okay. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, though. Like, how long you been in Charlotte and, you know, what like, kind of brought you here?
Quick question. Is that a tattoo of herself on her arm? Bruh, red flag is not even the term. I don't even know what to say. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Lisa Left Eye Lopez or something.
I've been to Charlotte since 2020. I've lived here since 2020. I'm actually
5 years. Okay.
5 years. Okay. I'm actually divorced. Yeah. Okay. Going through the process, me and my ex-husband, we're still cool. We're still friends. Uh-huh. Have a decent relationship. We don't talk every month or every day. Nothing like that.
Gotcha.
It's just, it was a mutual, I was super young, got married young and thought I was in love.
Okay.
And got married.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. And plus it's military as well.
You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious?
You took vows in front of God. You walked down aisles and took vows in front of God and said you would be with this man through sickness and health and this and that. But you thought you was in love. Oh, well, I wasn't, so I just left. And that's what she's going to do with the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And that's why comments like that run men off.
I've been, you know, single for the last, while, year.
It was the last year.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I've never been married before.
Okay.
Don't have any kids. You know, everybody's been kind of focusing on myself for real.
Right.
So,
okay. Know. All right. Yeah. Well, I've been single since 2021.
Okay.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
When a man say he's been single for a year, it's a good chance he hasn't had sex in that year. That's a reasonable, scenario. That he hasn't had sex in the past year. Now, when a woman says she's been single since 2021 and it's 2025, what are the chances that she hasn't had more than one or two sexual partners in this 4 years of singledom? With her all out and she talking about how friendly she is at the gym. She go up to people and just talk to people. And this is how men think. Oh, you've been single for 4 years? You're not a bad-looking woman. You dressed all with your junk out, you don't seem like the conservative type, and you don't seem like the type with all these tattoos and stuff, you don't seem like the type who just goes 4 years without getting boinked for no reason.
You don't know that.
That's another thing men think when a woman says she's been single for years.
I've been single since 2021.
Okay.
And
so some time?
Yeah.
So you did your healing and all that and all the...
I've done a lot of healing.
Okay.
I dated a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just like, I really want to focus on my family. I want to focus on kind of creating and building more mm-hmm. outside of myself. Cause I honestly think that that has more longevity with life versus just my own individual self.
Yeah.
So to be able to add on to another person or to my own self, I think is very beneficial.
That's what's up.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do for fun though? What's your vibe?
I'm an artist. So I like to sing, I like to draw, I like to write. I do poems a lot.
Here's the thing. She's probably great in but we already know the reputation of the artsy woman with the tattoos who's always single. She got the crazy eyes. She's the perfect type to just have fun with for a weekend and never hear from her again.
God, you're sick.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.